What's going on in the Atlanta real estate market? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another week's edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160, WCFO Atlanta's Talk of the Town. My name is Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being your host of this weekly radio show right here on News Talk 1160, I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker with RE/MAX Center Gaddis Partners right here in North Atlanta. My family's been in real estate for 30 years.
30 years, that is a long time,
in 2017. And I'm joined in the studio by my man, Alfie.
Hey, what's going on, Cleve? Glad to be back again.
Hey, glad to have you back. Alfie's been with me for 130 shows.
Wow.
And I am very appreciative of the fact that Alfie keeps on coming back.
It seems like it was just yesterday, Cleve, that a young real estate gentleman and a slightly immature, but yet radio savvy gentlemen hooked up together to produce.
It was only 2.5 years ago. It's an excellent story, though.
Oh, yes.
You should have some music, like on a little violin you can play in the background.
As we produce one of the finest real estate radio programs, I believe this side of the Mississippi.
I think we produce the only.
Well, probably, full all real estate radio. That means it's the best one.
If you need to reach us, the number 770-497-0000, or you can visit us online at gogaddis.com, GOGADDIS.com. Quick rundown of what we've got in store for you on today's show. First of all, we're going to talk about what's happening with home sales over $400,000 in Metro Atlanta.
Ooh, a lot of money.
Going to answer a question for Mina in Tucker. She says she's looking to sell her home, and she plans to repaint, wants to know what the best colors are to use. And Alfie, we're going to give specific details,
wow,
colors, and the dollar amount it affects the sales price of a home.
Gather the kids around
now,
the radio.
Now, we might have to make it up, but we're going to give it out. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to make it up. There's a cool study that was produced by Zillow not too long ago, and it gives some very interesting data regarding colors of homes. In the second and third segment of the show, we're going to have Dan Jones with Fair Assessments LLC on with us. He's 26 years worth of property valuation experience, also 12 years of property tax reduction service, experience. He's with Fair Assessments LLC in Fulton County. Property assessment notices went out to all the homeowners and property owners in Fulton County, and they went up a lot.
So,
and this is going to be second, third segment. If you've gotten an assessment, even if you're not in Fulton County, if you've gotten an assessment and you think it's too high, you definitely want to stay tuned for the second and third segment, because Dan is going to give us some great information, or I hope he's going to give us some great information. Our Lowdown on the Hood segment is going to feature Adams Crossing in Atlanta, Fulton County. So if you live anywhere near Adams Crossing, you want to stay tuned to that segment of the show. Then we've got a question, and we're going to finish out the show with a question from Roger in Atlanta. He says, we're trying to buy a home and keep getting beat out by other buyers. Do we need to switch agents? And we're going to answer that question. We're going to let him know whether or not we think he needs to switch agents. And we're also going to give him some good information he can use to his advantage when he's competing with other buyers in multiple offer situations.
All right.
So our Clevenomics segment, for those of you who've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis, and I'm joined in the studio by Alfred Romero.
Hello.
And our Clevenomics segment, which is where I get to talk about whatever I want that's related to the economy, and I'm going to give you my opinion on it. And it may or may not be right, but it still is my opinion. We've had lots of questions lately about what's happening to the higher prices in terms of home sales in Metro Atlanta, and specifically over $400,000. And about a year ago, Alfie and I started talking about there being a little bit of imbalance as we got into higher prices. And by imbalance, I mean this. If you have a house that's under $250,000, there's a 72% chance your home is going to sell and close during the first listing period.
Okay.
Under $250,000. As you get higher and higher, if you take the entire market, anywhere from zero all the way to the highest price in Atlanta, there's about a 65% chance that your home is going to sell and close during the first listing period, which means there's a 35% chance that it will not. As you get up over $500,000, that percentage gets somewhere in the 55-56% range. So if you have a $500,000 house, you put it on the market, there's just a little bit better than half a chance, 50% chance that you're going to sell the property and close in that first listing period. And it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the market. There's just more inventory. So I took a couple of areas in Metro Atlanta, one in North Fulton, and one in Gwinnett County, toward the center of the county, like sort of Lawrenceville-ish, or sort of northwest of Lawrenceville.
Okay.
And I looked at the inventory, and as you get up to about $400,000, you have about 3 months worth of inventory, which means that's a seller's market.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you get up to $450,000 and $500,000 worth of inventory, you get up to 5 months, 6 months, or 7 months worth of inventory. So, Alfie, you and I talk about whether markets are sellers balanced or buyers markets all the time. And so what happens is when you have less than 4 months worth of inventory, you're in a seller's market. When you have 4 and 5 months worth of inventory, it's balanced. But when you're over 5 months worth of inventory, it becomes a little bit more of a buyer's market. So in most areas, as you get up into the higher price ranges, you simply move from a seller's market to either a balanced market or maybe even a buyer's market, depending upon where you are.
Okay.
So for those of you who are interested, as you get higher in price in Metro Atlanta, you do go from a seller's market to a balanced or a buyer's market. So there's just a little bit more inventory on the market. Let's move on to a question from Mina in Tucker. She says she's looking to sell her house and plans to repaint. What are the best colors to choose? Article from Riz Media, R-I-S Media, says paint colors play a crucial role in successfully selling a home, having the power to influence a home buyer's decision to make an offer or to move on. And the best colors, according to a new Zillow analysis or
Analysis.
Blues or grays. Homes with bathrooms that have soft blue walls, example periwinkle or powder blue, specifically, listen to this, sold for $5,440 more than expected in the analysis, as well as homes with a grayish or a beige gray exterior, which sold for $3,496 more than homes with brown or tan exteriors. Homes with dark navy blue or slate gray front doors, Alfie, sold for $1,514 more.
Wow.
Now, certain colors, the report says, though, have the opposite effect, lowering sales prices by a few thousand dollars or more. In fact, homes with bathrooms that have white walls, that's pretty common in a bathroom.
Yes.
Homes with bathrooms that have white walls sold for, it says, $4,035 less than expected, while homes with darker walls, brick, red, or terracotta, sold for $2,031 less than expected. So let me give you some specifics. A yellow kitchen would cause the sales price of the house to go down by $820.
I would think so, yeah. Yellow kitchen doesn't look cool.
A blue bedroom would cause an $1,856 increase. A pink bedroom would cause a $208 decrease.
Okay.
A blue dining room would cause a $1,926 increase. And a red dining room, which was very common at one time, kind of a red or a wine-colored dining room, would cause a $2,031 sales price decrease.
Wow.
Do you believe this stuff, Alfie, or do you think it's a bunch of malarkey?
I don't know. I mean, they had to do some kind of research into looking into this. But I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, this is a national study, so it doesn't mean that it's perfect for here in Atlanta. But I've noticed, for example, in real high-end kitchens, people are using white countertops, white cabinets, white quartz countertops. And I'm talking to a lady today. Her clients are buying one of our real high-end listings. They're going to totally redo the kitchen. Guess what color the cabinets will be?
White.
Guess what color the countertops will be?
White. Wow. What color is it presently right now?
Let's see. It's kind of a greenish, kind of a sage green cabinets and cabinets, and then maybe a kind of a medium color granite. So not light and not real dark.
Huh. Well, I mean, white seems. I mean, I personally, and white is the color of our home in the interior.
Yep.
Kim repainted one of the bedrooms pink and like Porky Pig all of a sudden.
Yes, exactly.
The bedrooms are. Our bedroom is white. One bedroom is blue. She's got another one.
But it's
one
probably
pink.
Not white. It's probably an off-white.
Yeah, kind
it's
of
probably a
gray
beige.
Right.
Probably, if you put it next to something white, it probably wouldn't be white.
But I do agree that the color of the home and the color of the interior is very important.
It's huge. If you go into a place and it's orange on the first floor,
probably
going to have some problems. For those of you who just joined us, you know that Alfie and I believe that the average home seller in Atlanta sells their home for $16,000 less than they could and less than they should. And we think that one of the reasons for that is most homeowners who are going to sell their home don't get a second opinion on the value of their home. And we think you should get a second opinion. And we think that second opinion should be from Gaddis Partners REMAX Center or from me. You can get one of those for free by calling 770-497-0000. And I will prepare for you a customized maximum value plan, which is normally at $800 value. I'll prepare one of those for you for free.
What?
And it's designed to specifically show you how to get that extra $16,000 for your home. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, Dan Jones with Fair Assessments LLC will be our guest, going to talk about Fulton County property tax assessments and how to make sure yours is assessed correctly. Stick with us, because I promise we're going to come back. Welcome back to The Call, Cleve, Atlanta Real Estate Show, right here on News Talk 1160, WCFO, Atlanta's Talk of the Town. My name is Cleve Gaddis, and I'm joined here in the studio by my man, Alfred.
Hey, what's going on, Cleve?
Thanks for sticking with us through the break, Alfie. You didn't run away.
I'm still here. Hey, the check cleared.
The
check cleared.
Did we give you a check?
Oh, I mean, you gave me a check a little while ago that it's still continuing. It's still cleared through these last
I thought that one
shows.
Was bad. I'm glad that one cleared. That's awesome. I love it. This segment of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show is brought to you by the law firm of O'Kelly and Sorahan. They're a full-service law firm with 19 offices throughout metro Atlanta. They specialize in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation, and real estate contract review and title insurance matters. They can be reached by calling 770-497-1880. They can be reached again by calling 770-497-1880. Hey, Alfie.
Yes, sir.
Have you gotten your sweet little property tax assessment in the mail from your county?
Not yet, but you failed to mention our artist of the week right there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We came back with Eric Clapton.
Yes, I was so excited to get down to business.
I understand. You're ready to go, but
yes.
But, you know, that's when he was with Derek and the Dominoes.
Yes, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, well, Eric Clapton,
yes.
That song Layla, which is a very popular song by Mr. Clapton. But, of course, he's been part of a ton of different bands and groups. That's when he was with Derek and the Dominoes.
Got it.
So I just wanted to
Would you mind if we switch over from the music hour to talking about some real estate?
Yes.
I have your permission to
do
that?
Yes, I'm sorry. It is the Call Cleveland Real Estate Show.
Alfie, I love you, man. I love your love for music. I think it's awesome. Have you gotten your property tax assessment at your house?
Not yet.
Yes.
Not yet.
And I don't know that mine has come to my house, but let me tell you something. Property tax assessments have been delivered to hundreds of thousands of homeowners throughout metro Atlanta, and there are a bunch of people who are upset. They are mad at whatever county sent them the property tax assessment. And so we decided that we'd have a special guest on the show with us today. We have Mr. Dan Jones, Fair Assessments LLC, Atlanta Property Tax Consultants. Dan has 26 years worth of real estate valuation experience, 12 years in property tax reduction experience. Now, Alfie, that sounds like something I'd be interested in, right?
Yeah,
property tax reduction. He's a licensed real estate appraiser in the state of Georgia and also a former property tax appraiser. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
You're more than welcome. What'd you think of the song Layla?
I love that song.
Yes, and could you tell that Alfie is very, very passionate about his music? He would not let me move on with the show until we talked about his music.
I could tell, yeah.
So you were a property tax assessor in which county? Were you here in Metro Atlanta?
I was. I used to work for Fulton County, Georgia. I worked for another county up in Northern Virginia prior to that. But, yes, I was a manager for the Fulton County tax assessors for a while, about 15 years ago.
That's some experience. That is some experience. So let's just jump right on into the meat of the matter. Why in the world are all the big increases happening in Metro Atlanta? I mean, for a couple of years, it's been relatively quiet, Dan, and all of a sudden this year, it's like all heck has broken loose when the tax assessments have been delivered.
Yeah, values have been on the rise, and unfortunately, Fulton just hasn't kept up with the increases in values.
Okay.
And last year, in 2016, they didn't change hardly any values at all. My business was slow. Other people that do what I do were slow, and they just didn't change very many values. And now this year, they're catching up, and there are some areas in town where they haven't changed values in several years. And so they're seeing really giant increases right now.
Yeah, so while we've had, you know, 30, 40 and sometimes 50% increases in property value. If a county gets a couple of years behind, that's a big, big deal when they send out the revised property tax bills, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it can be a big shock. And you're seeing that on the news right now. Fulton is in the news.
And all of the county commissioners, I'm noticing they're all having, excuse me, town hall meetings. When you start seeing the county commissioners out there having town hall meetings, that is a big, big deal. So let's talk, how does the appraisal process work for all of these properties? I don't know how many parcels there are in Fulton County, but how in the world does the county appraise them anyway?
Fulton County has several hundred thousand parcels, so it's a big job. But what these guys use is something called mass appraisal, and they basically use statistics to tell them where their values are in relation to the market.
Okay.
So they will look at the sales within neighborhoods or within market areas.
Okay.
And they will look at how their assessments on those sales compared to the sale prices, such that if in a particular neighborhood the average assessment is only 80% of the sale price, then they may increase all the values in the neighborhood by 20%.
Oh, so they're just looking for outliers, if you will. They're saying, hey, this neighborhood, the sales prices are X percentage above where our assessed value is, and then they're throwing all the houses maybe in the same basket, saying the value of all of these should go up, even though that's not always the case.
Yeah, it's sort of a rising tide lifts all boats, and the sales are used to change all the values. Not
wow.
Just the values on the sales.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. My name is Cleve Gaddis, and I'm joined in the studio by my man Alfie. We've also got on the line with us Dan Jones of Fair Assessments LLC. Dan can be reached by calling 404-618-0355. Again, 404-618-0355, or you can visit him online at fair-assessments.com. Is that information correct, Dan?
It is.
Excellent, excellent. So talk to us about the appeal process. So I'm a taxpayer, a homeowner in Fulton County. Are we having problems with any of the other counties or just Fulton County right now?
Well, the other counties have sent out increases, but they haven't been behind like Fulton has. So you haven't seen the 50, 70, sometimes 100% increases that some of these people in Fulton County are getting.
Can you imagine, Alfie, getting your mail and opening it up and having a 100% increase in property value,
man,
which would ultimately give you a 100% increase in property taxes for the most part?
Yeah, that's crazy. How's that number determined? Is it just they just come up with this number, or is there some kind of, like, how do they figure out how much money to charge people for this kind of stuff?
Well, the tax is based on the value. So, like I said before, they're using the sales, or they should be using the sales,
right,
to appraise all the properties in the neighborhood. And then the millage rate is another story. The millage rate is, for 2017, hasn't even been chosen yet. And, you know, the millage rate should drop if the total value in Fulton County has risen a lot. The millage rate should really come down. So the tax estimate that you see on your assessment notice,
yep,
that's based on the 2016 rate.
That's right. So I forgot about that. Now, is there a state law in place, Dan, and I'm sorry for interrupting, that keeps the your property tax bills from going up more than 3% in a year? Am I just dreaming that?
No.
Okay, no.
No.
Okay.
No. Actually, I think there's a couple of Georgia legislators that are interested in doing something like that, but that has not been done yet.
Got it. So let's talk real quickly before the break about what does the appeal process look like? What does somebody do if they want to appeal the county's determination of value for their property?
There is a state-generated appeal form, uniform appeal form, that you can use in any county in the state, and you can get that from the Georgia Department of Revenue's website or Fair Assessments website.
Okay.
And most counties also have an online appeal option, and Fulton County does have an online appeal option. Gwinnett, DeKalb does. I don't think Cobb does.
Okay.
But basically you complete either physically writing out this appeal form or doing it online. You choose the method of appeal, the venue of appeal. You've got to choose whether you want to go through the Board of Equalization or a hearing officer or arbitration. You've got to tell them what value you're looking for. When you initially file the appeal, you don't have to include evidence with it, but you do have to assert a value at that time.
Okay.
After the tax assessors have taken a look at what you've submitted, they will either offer you a reduction, in which case you would have 30 days to accept or reject the reduction.
Okay.
If they don't do anything with your value, don't choose to reduce it, then if you had, say, chosen the Board of Equalization route, then they would forward your appeal directly to the Board of Equalization, and you wouldn't have to do anything.
Hey, Dan, hold it right there. Will you stick with us for through the next segment? We need to take a break real quick. The radio station's got to pay some bills. Will you stick with us?
Of course.
Cool. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue on with Dan Jones of Fair Assessments LLC. If your property was valued incorrectly or you think it was, you want to stick with us because we're going to give you more information on how to appeal your property taxes, especially in Fulton County. Stick with us. We're coming back. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 WCFO, Atlanta's talk of the town. My name is Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being the host of this radio show, I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker with RE/MAX Center Gaddis Partners right here in North
Cocaine.
Atlanta. And the backup singer you hear is my man Alfie,
doing his
backup singing in the studio. Alfie,
right.
I was listening to you singing along with, I believe it was a theme song to Cheers.
Yes.
From last week's show.
Yeah.
You sounded great.
Did I?
Yes.
Nice. Maybe
I'm
should
like,
try
I didn't know
American
you
Idol.
Had a good voice.
Yeah, maybe I'll go out for America's Got Talent.
Yeah, maybe you should. Although I'm telling you, those people really got some talent.
I got some talent.
You
I can do.
Do
some stuff too.
Okay,
I can
well,
sing.
I didn't say you were that good.
I can do the robot really good.
I love it. This segment of the show is brought to you by John Birchfield and Brand Mortgage. John makes it his mission to guide each home buyer step by step through the entire loan process so they are educated and confident in the mortgage options available and can make the best decisions along the way. Alfie, what do you think about our expert, Dan Jones?
Very interesting. A lot of great information that I did not know.
You probably didn't have any idea how tax assessments work.
No, I did not. I figured I'd just get it in the paper, I pay it, and then it's
yeah.
there's a lot that goes
and,
into it.
And
this.
if you don't agree to the value, you probably didn't even know you could do anything about it.
Exactly. I felt like, well, I guess this is what I got to pay, but it's nice to know that if I have a problem, I can go and appeal and at least get my voice heard and maybe hopefully change it a little bit. But I mean, it is interesting to know that there's things you can do.
Yep.
That you, if you have a problem or you want to complain about it, there's a process to go through.
Exactly. So we're joined on the line by Dan Jones. Dan, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Dan is with Fair Assessments LLC. He can be reached by phone 404-618-0355, or you can visit him online at fair-assessments.com. Now, for those of you who missed the last segment, Dan has 26 years of real estate valuation experience, 12 years specifically helping homeowners get their property tax reduction or property taxes reduced. He's a licensed real estate appraiser and former property tax assessor. He was with Fulton County, we learned earlier, for quite some time. How many years, Dan? 12?
It was about 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years, something like that. Well, I guess I just multiplied it by three.
And four years with another county. Also.
Got it. So about 8 years altogether. So as we went to the break, we were talking about the different procedural choices, and I think one of them was online, one of them was – give us those choices one more time, and then maybe you could make a recommendation as to how you think someone should start based on their situation, if that's appropriate.
Yeah, there are a couple of different options. You can either file your appeal online or file a physical form, which is the Georgia Uniform Appeal Form.
And you get that. And
you fill out yourself.
Yep, you get that where?
You can Google Georgia Property Tax Appeal Form, and you'll find a link to the Department of Revenue's website that will have the form. And we have it on our website also.
Great, and that is fair-assessments.com, fair-assessments.com.
Yes, and you can fill it out by hand, and if you're going to do that, you need to either hand-deliver it and get a date-stamped copy or send it certified mail. You don't want to just put a stamp on it and send it in, because anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Right.
If you would rather just go online to, say, the Fulton County Tax Assessor's website, you can click on their appeal link, and they have something called an appeal resolution center that you can sign up for, and you can file your appeal online and actually upload evidence that you'd like to submit for your appeal.
Okay.
It works pretty well.
And either if they do the online filing with Fulton County or they download the document from the Georgia Department of Revenue, either one of those gets the same result. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Cool. Well, let's talk about Fair Assessments LLC and what your company does to help taxpayers.
Sure. We're a full-service property tax reduction firm. Our clients just engage us to handle everything.
Okay.
Once we have authorization to represent them, we can file the appeal on their behalf. We do all the research necessary to find evidence supporting a lower value. We can negotiate with the county assessment staff, and we can attend a Board of Equalization hearing also on their behalf and argue our case there.
So the homeowner would not need to do anything. You could do everything for them?
That is correct.
And how does a fee for something like that work? Is it a flat fee? Is it a percentage of savings? How does it work?
We do single-family house appeals for an upfront flat fee.
Okay.
For large commercial properties, we can probably do those for a contingent fee, but we'd like to take a look at it first.
Got it. And would the fee range be something that you'd be comfortable quoting on the air, or should they just visit your website and talk to you in person to get that quoted? Does it depend on the size of the house, the price of the house, things like that?
It depends on the assessor's value. So if it's under $500,000, we'll do all the work for $295,000. And if it's $500,000 to $1 million, we'll do it for $395,000. And above $1 million is $495,000.
Wow, that's actually, I hate to say it because this is not a commercial for your company, but that seems very reasonable given the amount of work I know that's involved.
I think it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, well, you can pay $450 for an appraisal. I mean, if you wanted appraisal, you could pay $450 for it. So if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 WCFO Atlanta's Talk of the Town. I'm Cleve Gaddis, joined here in the radio studio by my man Alfie, as usual. And we're joined on the line by Dan Jones of Fair Assessments LLC. He's 26 years worth of experience in real estate valuation, and he's a property tax consultant. His firm, Fair Assessments LLC, helps Atlanta taxpayers or homeowners reduce their liability, their tax liability, or at least helps them reduce their assessed value of their property with an ultimate goal of reducing their tax liability. Talk to us a little bit about what type of evidence a homeowner would need to support a lower tax value.
Sure. You can actually approach it from two different ways. You can attack it on accuracy, and you can attack it on equity.
Okay.
And for accuracy, you're going to have to find sales in your neighborhood or your market area that support a lower value than what the tax assessors have on it.
Okay.
Once you have that, then you can also supplement that information with comparable assessments. You can find other similar houses on your street or in your neighborhood that maybe have lower assessments on them. So you can say, look, based on the sales, my value isn't reasonable, and based on these assessments, my value isn't fair. If you actually go in with just the equity argument, I find it's harder to get a reduction. You really need some sales data.
So you feel like the market data drives the decisions more so than just other assessments of other homes?
Yes. Yes, the assessments of other homes is good to have, but you really need some market data.
Interesting. If you've just joined us, you listen to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis, joined in the studio here by my man Alfie, and we've got Dan Jones of Fair Assessments LLC on the line with us. Dan can be reached by calling 404-618-0355, 404-618-0355, or by visiting fair-assessments.com. Just as a full disclosure, we do not accept advertising dollars from companies like Dan's company. He's on because we think this is a meaningful topic of discussion for our listening audience, so I want that to be perfectly clear. If you decide to work with Dan, we're not in any way getting paid. He's not paying to be on the show. He's just an expert in this field, and we thought he would make an excellent guest. If you go before the Board of Equalization, Dan, and you don't get a satisfactory result, what happens then? What options does a homeowner have?
The next step is to appeal to Superior Court. That's the last step in the appeal process.
Okay. Is that something you see?
Georgia.
Is that something you see a lot of people do? Excuse me for interrupting.
Not a lot of people. Most people are satisfied with the Board of Equalization decision or just give up at that point.
And I would assume if someone contacted you and you felt like they didn't have a good case to have it reduced, I would assume you would be up front with them and tell them what you're thinking, right?
Yes. If they ask me, do you think you can get this reduced, I will say, I'll take a look at it and get back to you. Some people, when they get a 50% increase, they just want you to appeal it. They don't ask.
Doesn't matter. Just needs to be appealed. Well, Dan, listen, right. We appreciate you being a guest on the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. As a reminder, we've been talking to Dan Jones, Fair Assessments LLC. Phone number 404-618-0355, or you can visit him online at fair-assessments.com. Alfie and I need to take a break. When we come back in our Lowdown on the Hood segment, Adams Crossing in Atlanta, Fulton County. And also, where's the best place to search for the most up-to-date listing information in Atlanta? We'll cover that and much more. Stick with us, because I promise you, we're coming back. Show where Alfie is singing along with Eric Clapton.
Do I look all right?
That's why you keep coming back. You just want an opportunity to sing on the radio.
You look wonderful tonight or this afternoon.
You're listening to News Talk 1160 WCFO, Atlanta's Talk of the Town.
Man, I wish the Talk of the Town had this going on.
Yes,
all day.
My name is Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being the host of this radio show, I'm a full-time real estate broker.
Yeah, he is.
With a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords all throughout Metro Atlanta make the best decisions
for 30 years.
Possible.
For
That's
30
exactly right. When
years.
Buying, selling, and investing in real estate, we can be reached by calling 770-497-0000. Again, 770-497-0000. Or you can go to gogaddis.com. That's gogaddis.com. As you know, Alfie and I believe the average seller in Atlanta leaves $16,000 on the table based on our research. We think that number is fairly close. When they go to closing, you say, why in the world would a seller leave $16,000 on the table? Well, they don't know how much money they could get from the sale of their home. We see real estate agents all the time bragging, I listed this one and sold it in 2 days. Yeah. I listed this one and got 7 or 8 or 10 offers.
Right.
And sometimes when you list a house and in 2 days get 7 or 8 or 10 offers, Alfie, would it ever dawn on you that maybe you listed it for too little?
I would think so. Something making it very appealing for people who want to come out so quickly.
Exactly. So how do you solve that problem? We recommend you get a second opinion, and we would hope and we would like for that second opinion on the value of your home to be from us, Gaddis Partners RE/MAX Center. I will prepare a valuation for your home and a marketing plan that shows you exactly how to get top dollar for your home, and that plan will include a comprehensive customized maximum value plan, which is where we use some great proprietary software to help understand just how high we should be able to push the value of that property without making the market squeal too much. We want them to squeal just a little bit, Alfie, but we want them to be willing to make offers on your home. So normally this is at an $800 value, but the first five callers to call 770-497-0000. Yep, we'll get one of those for free. Again, a customized maximum value plan.
Wait, you mean free? No charge.
No charge.
Nothing.
Only for the first five people, though.
Oh, you better
only
get
for
on
the first five people.
No, what's the number? I need to call.
770-497-0000 to get your customized maximum value plan and get your second opinion before you list your home, because you do not want to leave $16,000 on the table under any circumstances. Hey, remember the gentleman who called in Horseshoe Bend?
Yes.
Worked for Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
Thought his home was worth $450,000.
Yes, I do.
I went out to his home. Remember, his wife said thought he was crazy because he invited somebody from the radio out. He got a customized maximum value plan.
Okay.
I said his house was worth $495,000.
Ooh. Okay.
He would have been more than happy with $450,000.
Yeah.
Guess what we sold it for?
I'm gonna say somewhere in the middle.
$493,000.
Oh my goodness.
That's not in the middle, my friend.
No, it's not.
That's not in the middle, my friend.
Very close to the
$500,000. Guess what it appraised for?
I would say 420.
493.
Really?
Cleared appraised for 493.
Wow.
Guess what it closed at?
493.
493.
There you go.
Guess how much he paid toward the buyer's closing cost?
I don't know.
Nothing.
Really?
Guess when it closed? On time.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is. That shows you the professionalism you get at the Call Cleveland Atlanta Real Estate
Customized
Show.
Maximum value plan there made all the difference in the world for that gentleman. He and his wife were able to move on to their dream home on Hilton Head.
Nice.
And he had an extra $30,000 to take with him.
I was about
You know, I think he netted about $38,000, $39,000 more than he had planned to net. So in his case,
awesome.
The customized maximum value plan wasn't $16,000 more.
Yeah,
it was $40,000.
And I'm sure the
almost
wife,
$50,000.
And I'm sure the wife doesn't think of you as some crazy guy on the radio.
Well, I don't know. I haven't talked to her. She might still think of me as a crazy guy from the radio, but one who delivers results.
I was about to say, though, the extra money she has, I'm sure she's going to think you're probably the grandest man of all.
770-497-00 is the number to call for that customized maximum value plan. Each week, we spotlight one specific Metro Atlanta neighborhood to call out critical changes in market pricing and discuss other important market information to help you identify unique opportunities in that specific market area. This week, we are highlighting Adams Crossing in Atlanta, Fulton County. For those of you who are not familiar with where it is, it's east of 285 at James Jackson Parkway. Nearest crossroads are Bolton Road and Marietta Road. The home has about 160, give or take, plus or minus, homes in the neighborhood, or the neighborhood has 160 or 70 homes, whatever. Whatever I meant to say is what I said, if you'll just give me credit for that. The Lowdown on the Hood segment is really designed to help you understand how high were the prices before the recession, how low did they get, and where are the prices now. Very interesting information. In Adams Crossing, in 2007, the average sales price was $340,500. By 2011, the average sales price had dropped 36% to $219,946. But listen to this, Alfie. In 2016, average sales price $378,000. So they dropped $121,000, back up $160,000. If we look at that on that 100 scale, and I know you like that, in 2007, represented by the number 100, 2011, represented by the number 65, that's a 35% drop. 2016, represented by the number 111, so 11% higher than the all-time high.
My goodness.
That's pretty fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
Currently, three homes available for sale in the neighborhood with the average list price of $388,000, which means there's 3.5 months worth of inventory. Alfie, we say if you have under 4 months worth of inventory, it's a seller's market, so in Adams Crossing, it is still a seller's market. 4 and 5 months worth of inventory is a balanced market. Over 5 months worth of inventory is a buyer's market. So in Adams Crossing, sellers still have a little bit more of an advantage. 160 plus or minus homes in the neighborhood, which means homeowner equity has increased $26.5 million.
Oh my God!
Homeowner equity has increased $26.5 million.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
I just need let's just split half of it with us. Neighbors.
I just want half of it. I just want $100.
You just want $100.
$100.
Well, I'll give you $100.
Oh, hello.
And that's it. Then you won't ask for anything more.
No, that's it.
I got to buy you tickets to Boston too, so we have to figure that into the equation, right?
You don't have to give me no tickets.
Elementary school, Bolton Academy, middle school, Sutton Middle School, and the high school is North Atlanta, which gets a school chimp score of 72. If you're the type who doesn't want to monkey around with your kids' education or the impact schools have on home values, you need to download your free school chimp report. Just go to gogaddis.com. That's GOGADDIS.com. Click on the county or the city in which your public high school is located. Click on the high school, and the system will prepare a fully customized report for you for that high school. It'll give the high school a ranking using our proprietary algorithm for ranking the school, plus give you all the demographic information you want on that particular house. It is amazing. If you want the lowdown on your own neighborhood, our market snapshot is just what the doctor ordered. GoGaddis.com is the place you'll find them. Click on the Home Values in ATL tab. It'll take just a few minutes for you to fill that out and get set up on your free market snapshot. Got a quick question here from Roger in Atlanta. He says basically he keeps getting beat out by other offers in multiple offer situations, wants to know whether or not he needs to fire his agent. And I can't answer the question as to whether or not you need to fire your agent, but we have a specific part of the Sure Home Buying System that is called Winning Strategies for Multiple Offer Situations. And we think, Roger, that you need to be using an agent who understands what to do to win. Relationships in real estate are everything, and sometimes when you're working with a real estate agent that has the relationships, it makes all the difference in the world. But number one, you should consider including an escalation clause that basically says you will pay X number of dollars more than the highest offer they receive. This is very powerful. Don't be afraid, Roger, to increase the amount of earnest money you pay. You know, if you're going to put $10,000 down and you were putting $2,000 in earnest money, go ahead and pay the whole $10,000 in earnest money down. If you're submitting a cash offer or something with financing, go ahead and submit proof of funds. So if you have a down payment required, submit proof that you have the funds for that down payment. Maybe you could allow the seller, if your broker thinks it's a good idea, to maintain possession of the home for a couple of days after closing. It winds up being very convenient for them before they move out. Make your best offer first. You know, if you know you're going to be in multiple offer situations, don't try to negotiate with a seller. Just put your best offer out there first. Don't include any unnecessary contingencies. If you don't have to make your offer contingent on it, we suggest that you don't. Roger, if you'd like to get a list of all of the things we think you should do in winning strategies in multiple offer situations, give us a call, 770-497-0000. As usual, Alfie and I have enjoyed spending another hour with you right here on News Talk 1160. We plan to be back same time, same channel next week, and we hope you join us then.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around.